Boy, the happy sounds of summer and the music that can only mean one thing, and that is we're joined by Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you today?
You know, Marty, if you said to me a month and a half ago that we would still be talking live regular season baseball right now, I would tell you I'm thrilled, so I can't deviate from that. I'm still really happy to be talking baseball. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and it's been an interesting week of Giants baseball. Starting last Sunday, they've now lost 5 out of 6. And just to get a little, I'm going to recap on the show today and have done already a little bit of the Colorado series, but maybe some of your thoughts about Colorado.
Yeah, I thought they really missed an opportunity on Thursday to come away with a marquee victory, especially because of who the big contributors were that day, Marty. I think that Mauricio Dubon, the Giants stuck with him. He could have been optioned on Thursday morning. They stick with him, and he hits the big home run. He makes the big outfield catch at the center field wall. And then Tyler Anderson, the starting pitcher, gave them 5 scoreless. And the Rockies had given up on Anderson, and so the Giants come back. They give him the opportunity to start on Thursday. And then the bullpen melts down in the 7th inning. We've seen that too often this season. I think the Giants have given up 20 7th inning runs this year, and that's just not going to get it done. And so really missed opportunity in Colorado to come away with what should have been a victory that helped them even the series, and they just didn't play well for the first 2 games there either.
No, Dickerson missed the fly ball and then had the error in right field. He is a little bit of a project in the outfield, and the more we watch him, the more you realize DH or left field is the position. Right field's a tough position for him.
Yeah, definitely. And he's the first to admit that the outfield's a work in progress. I know what I'm here to do, and that's hit the baseball, that's square it up and slug the baseball. Left field has always been a bit of a challenge for me, but there's no DH in the National League, so that's what I have to go do. And now that there is a DH, you think, oh, great, the Giants can stick Alex Dickerson there. But, Marty, the issue is right now 3 or 4 of their defenders are better off at the DH slot. Hunter Pence, Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, Donovan Solano, all of those players are better as a DH than on the field. And that's why I think the Giants lead the league in errors and lead the league in a category that is not really close with the second-place team.
Were you surprised that Sandoval and Pence survived the cutdown from 30 to 28? And, of course, we now have 5 on the taxi squad.
I was not surprised just because Duggar was on the roster. They could have optioned Dubon. There were different ways they could have massaged things to make sure that they weren't giving up on their veteran players this early in the season. Now, after the trade deadline, I think that it becomes a little bit of a different story because, you know, the Giants acquired Hunter Pence and they wanted to hit left-handed pitchers. But if he was off to a tremendous start and the Giants weren't, I think that you could have traded him. But right now it's a situation where he's just taking up reps that I guess you would give to Jalen Davis, but the Giants don't seem so high on Jalen Davis right now like they were in the offseason. So with Sandoval, he's hitting the ball much harder. You can tell. I'm really impressed by some of the quality of his at-bats over the last week. I think he's 4 hits in the series at Coors Field. So he doesn't worry me as much as Hunter Pence does right now, who's just seemingly always on his front foot, not making solid contact the way he was during the first week of the season.
Yeah, you talk about Dubon's big 3-run homer was a big deal. And then he sort of, and Gabe Kapler said, look, it's fine, it's baseball today, and we've gone through this, God, for a few years. You know, chirping at the dugout and jumping around and this and that. And, of course, Daniel Murphy then answered in the bottom half of the 7th with a big 2-run pinch hit home run that put the Rockies ahead Thursday 4-3, and they didn't look back. And he looked out at center field when he went around the bases. It was a modern baseball confrontation, wasn't it?
I really loved it, to be honest with you, Marty. Baseball needs more of it. We should be celebrating what Mauricio Dubon did on Saturday because he dropped his bat and he cheered at his own dugout. There was nothing malicious toward the Colorado Rockies. There was nothing to instigate things with the opponent. He was firing up his own dugout. He was celebrating his own achievement with his own team, and I love that. And so Daniel Murphy, he can do what he wants. He didn't say anything to Dubon, so he can stare him down in center field. I'm fine with that. But, you know, keep it to your own team, and I've got no problems.
How about Donnie Barrels this week? Still leading the major leagues in hitting. You know, let's face it. I mean, at some point, he's going to slow down. Yastrzemski is slowing down in August. We've seen that happen. But for the time being, well, what a hitter he's turned into.
You know, Marty, I'm really impressed with his ability to just make contact. I think that it's such an over or an underrated skill these days because there's so many strikeouts within the game. You just assume that everyone's going to strike out. Good things happen when you put the ball in play. You've said that in the past. Donovan Solano, I mean, I every time he gets up to the plate, I picture your voice saying, this guy, he can hit. He can hit. And that's exactly what Donovan Solano does. He just knows what to do up there. He goes up there with a game plan, and he takes what the pitcher gives him. He's not fazed by off-speed pitches. He's not fazed by pitches on the outer half of the plate. And I think that's what's so refreshing is he seems like a classic hitter as opposed to a modern hitter, where he just takes what the opposition gives him, and he's going to use that to his success.
Yeah, being a backup player for his whole career, it's tough to play every day and maintain. Now, he's not going to hit 465, but it's just tough to be out there defensively and to do it every day. And then plus to hit third, they're asking a lot for him. So my point with him is it's been a great story. Donnie Barrels is a great story. Defensively, as Mike Kruko pointed out last night, he's in the middle of a lot of things defensively that you don't like to talk about. But it is someone who is hitting third, and they're asking a lot for him. So we'll see where that ends up. But right now, really one of the better stories. Let me ask you this, Kerry. Is there a point where the Giants have to start getting concerned a little bit? They're 6-9, and you get Colorado off to a very good start. San Diego's 8-6. The Dodgers are 10-4, Colorado 10-3. Is there a point when you look at the losses and you say, boy, this is 15 games. They've got five more on the trip. And you'd like to win two of the five or three of the five and, you know, limit those losses. Because at some point, you don't want to have more than 25 or 26 losses for the season. And at some point, they have to put the brakes on.
Yeah, I think that point is, quite honestly, Marty, today. And if not today, after Sunday's game in Los Angeles, when the Giants need to do an honest assessment of how they performed to date on this road trip, because it has not been pretty. Jeff Samardzija has been hit around. Johnny Cueto doesn't look like the same Johnny Cueto we saw in 2016 and 2017. If those guys aren't the anchors of your staff and your bats are going quiet compared to the way they were at Oracle Park last week, there's definitely some concern. And so they're at a really, really difficult part of the schedule. And I think that this series coming up in Houston against an Astros bullpen that just isn't strong right now, you need to go out and win those games. You need to take at least two or three from Houston. You need to find a way to steal one of these next two from the Dodgers. I've got a little bit more confidence in Kevin Gausman right now than I have in Johnny Cueto. So I think that Sunday would be the better opportunity. But, you know, there's just a lot of question marks. There's a lot of concerns. And this Giants team, through 15 games, a quarter of the season, Marty, hasn't really played a complete game that makes you say, wow, that was a great game. This team put it all together. They just haven't done it yet.
Is the bullpen, I don't want to say overworked, but at this pace, you've got Rico Garcia with eight games already. You've got a trio with seven. You got another one with six, and they've only played 15 games. And look, let's face it, and I think Alex Pavlovich pointed it out on Twitter this morning, someone did, that there are numerous quality starts throughout baseball, but the Giants don't have any. And that can't continue. You can't play a season like that. I don't care if it's 60 games, 30 games, or 162.
No, and I don't think Gabe Kapler plans to play a season like that. I really do think that they're going to try to get more length from these starters simply because they have to. I mean, some of these starters are going to have to wear it at some point and just go up to 100 pitches regardless of how they're performing because of how overused the bullpen has been to this point. But I think that, you know, when you went into this season where you really only knew what Trevor Gott and Tony Watson could give you out of the 9 or 10 guys down in that bullpen, things like this were bound to happen. You were bound to have a high ERA. You were bound to have days or games where the bullpen gave the game away. And so none of this to me is a surprise at all. I think that when you gamble with inexperience, you come up like this.
Kerry, looking at some of the things you've written about this week, and one is about the bullpen, about fixed roles in the bullpen. Are there any fixed roles in the bullpen, or is this still an audition right now?
Still very much an audition, Marty. You know, we spoke with Gabe Kapler on Friday before the series opener at Dodger Stadium, and he offered a lengthy answer about what he thinks of the bullpen construction, what he thinks of the different arms he's got down there. And it was about a 4-minute answer. And he essentially told us that every day the coaching staff ranks the right-handers and ranks the left-handers on whether they would like to be used, whether the coaching staff would like to use them in high leverage situations. So he says the right-handed list typically starts with Trevor Gott. The left-handed list typically starts with Tony Watson, and they work their way down the list. So that, say, you've got a situation where the Dodgers have a bunch of tough lefties coming up in the ninth and a bunch of tough righties coming up in the eighth, he would probably use Trevor Gott in the eighth and Tony Watson in the ninth. So while we've seen Trevor Gott in that ninth inning save opportunity role, it really depends on matchups. And I think that that's why he's reluctant to name pitchers to roles right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I look at the numbers. Garcia, 8 games. Peralta, Anderson, Rogers, 7. Barragar, Connor Menez, I think, has been really the surprise of the whole crowd. 6 games. I know we touch on this when you and I chat. But at some point, you got to, and I know I brought this up earlier, at some point you got to get a quality start out of somebody.
You really do. I mean, it falls on the starting pitchers coming through the next turn in the rotation at this point, Marty. You need Johnny Cueto to be able to give you 6 innings and 100 pitches. You need Jeff Samardzija the next time out to get you to 100 pitches through at least 5 innings. Logan Webb, I think, is someone they're going to start to stretch out a little bit more. Kevin Gausman, I think that he's someone who can go in the 90 to 100 pitch range now. And you know that 5th spot in the rotation without Drew Smyly is going to be kind of up in the air because Tyler Anderson was only allowed 66 pitches his last time out. So there's going to be another bullpen-type game on this road trip. The key is making sure that the starters who are penciled into specific spots in the rotation, Cueto tonight and Gausman on Sunday, get you that length, because if they don't, you're going to need to dig into that alternate site depth. And that's where the Giants don't quite have the quality of arms that they do, the caliber of arms that they do at the major league level. So you're going to see those pitchers coming in wearing some innings and then being sent out. And that's where things can really start to spiral out of control, Marty.
Boy, all right. So they got to win a game. They've got to do better on the road trip. 9 losses. And at some point, the losses start to become even more important. And we're getting close to that point. Not saying it's today, but at some point, they've got to tighten it up and just get it together. 2 things to check with you on. 1, Hunter Bishop is back. I know you're excited about that. Where did he go to the University of Florida? I forget. Where did Hunter Bishop go?
No, that's Sean Anderson you're thinking
of. Oh, that's
Marty.
Right.
Hunter
Sorry.
Bishop, yeah, he went to the Harvard of the Southwest, Arizona State University. And so, yeah, the Giants are really thrilled that Hunter Bishop was back. It was a long, arduous process for him to get 2 negative tests coming back from his bout with COVID-19. Remember, he actually tested positive initially before the Giants even announced their player pool back during the last week of June, and it took until Wednesday of this week for him to test negative. Even though he said he only felt symptoms for 2.5 weeks, this virus stayed with him. It stayed inside his system, and so, you know, the saliva tests weren't giving him what he wanted. The serology tests proved that he had antibodies for COVID-19, and so he was able to at least start working out in Arizona before coming back to Sacramento, but they really are thrilled to have him up there at the alternate camp.
Do you think we'll see, and I know this 6-9 can turn into, you know, 12-9, you can win games. That's the way baseball works. But do you think we're going to see Joey Bart and some of these names, and not Hunter Bishop, I think he's in Sacramento for the duration. But now that we've seen 15 games and the way the games are played and they're competitive and Gabe Kapler's trying to win every game, do you think we're ever going to see them sort of scale it back and bring up these young guys?
The only player on their list of top 10 prospects on MLB.com, Marty, that we would see this season is Bart. And I do expect that we will see Bart. There's no reason to me that he shouldn't be up here right now. I know that they say he needs to be at bats, that he needs to work on first base, whatever. I don't think that you really need him to work on first base, given the defensive quality your catchers have provided so far. But yeah, Joey Bart needs to be getting better in the major leagues. There's no question to me that he could help as a designated hitter. He could help as a right-handed hitter behind the plate. And look, if he's only playing 50 to 60% of the game, that's still fine. He's still going to get more important reps than he's getting down in Sacramento, where, you know, you want Elliot Ramos, Luis Toribio, Marco Luciano, Hunter Bishop to all face the AAA caliber arms they have down there. Joey Bart's done that for 2 weeks now. I think it's time, unless he hasn't proven anything down there, and, you know, he's took a step back from spring training and summer camp where he was really a quality hitter, then I think it's time.
Well, there's some things in baseball. I'm going to ask you this. Give me the most surprising to you. The Miami Marlins, 17 new players.
Yeah.
They can't lose. Pat Mahomes buys into the Royals. Shohei Ohtani, 8 walks, and he gets less than 5 outs for the year. and 9 strikeouts in a row by someone by the name of Tyler Alexander, who I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, well, the Detroit Tigers, I don't know if you saw this today, Marty, 4 home runs in the first 5 batters, and guess who they were facing? Old friend Derek Holland of the San Francisco wow. Giants. He's pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, yeah, the Tigers went off on Derek Holland, but the surprise to me is no doubt the Miami Marlins, what
How
they have done.
It?
My goodness. Yeah, Tom Mattingly deserves a lot of credit for keeping that team together. Nick Vincent got the save last night. How about that, speaking of old friends? So Nick Vincent gets the save for Miami. He's like the go-to guy in that Marlins bullpen.
Boy, what a story. This is this 2020 season will be remembered forever for I'm not sure what, but so many things are happening. So you're doing okay? Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything's going well over here, Marty. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I'm enjoying the games. And every time I watch a game and it's an exciting game, I say, boy, I wonder how many people were there. And then I realize nobody was there. And it's just the cutout. So I think baseball has done a great job of presenting the game. I really do. I look forward to the games. I'm into the games. I'm into all the moves and the strategy and everything else. It's just there's nobody there. But I think baseball has done the best they can. And as I've said since March, we are all at the mercy of the virus. And that's the story.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But, hey, give us more day games. Today should have been a day game. I don't get it.
TV.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what Donnie Barrels does today. 447. Look, the guy can hit 400, and he's a hit behind Blackman for the league lead in that. So it's been quite a story. But at some point, some other people have to step up because Solano is Solano for a reason. Yastrzemski is Yastrzemski for a reason, and you can't expect them to go off and carry you every day. And that's the key for me. Somebody else has got to step up.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly against the Dodgers, you can't. That is without question. You look at that lineup, it's like the 27 Yankees on some nights. So I'm right there with you. You can't just rely on Solano and Yastrzemski and a good game from Dickerson every 3 games. It's got to be the vets.
Yeah. Hey, everything okay? Folks okay?
Yeah. Folks are doing well. Folks are doing well. They say hi, so I'm sure they're listening.
And your podcasts, how are they going?
Yeah, they're doing well. We'll have to have you on this week, the SF Giants Game Day podcast.
Very good.
So I think that'd be great.
Look forward to it. All right, Kerry, thanks so much. As always, you do a great job. We'll talk to you next week, Giants and A's next weekend. So take care of yourself and have a good day.
All right, looking forward to it, Marty. Thank you.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley, our favorite at Original Joe's as well. I'm sure the butter cake is in his future. And more coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.